waiting for a big call from our customer.
Oh, okay. He'd rather not. Oh, okay. We're ready. Ready? Praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord together. I tell you, it's good to be in a meeting with Richard Burgess again. We were in a meeting yesterday, very similar to this, but it was at our real estate office. And Richard makes that meeting whenever he can. In fact, there was another meeting going on while you were there, weren't the one you normally attend?
Well, I'm on the GABB board.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But they're the last Tuesday of every month. So
oh, okay.
Month,
terrific. Okay. Well, it turns out that that meeting is the fourth Tuesday. Next month is on the 27th, which will be the last, I guess, Tuesday. So, but I'm going to ask Richard to come up and ask God's blessing on the meeting. Introduce yourself to everybody, Richard.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, I'm Richard Burgess. We worship God. We all love God, but I have priority business acquisitions to make money. Also have priority real estate, priority business acquisitions. PBA is a business brokerage, and priority real estate is strictly real estate. Whereas PBA, priority business, can be either. It's interesting. It's awesome to be here, but Hines and I were just talking. Is it work? No. I haven't worked for years, and I hope no one here has worked for years. I hope you're employed but haven't worked. Well, a lot of people don't work at work, right? but why don't we work? Because work is, I think of work as a four-letter word, but when we do things for God, it's not work. At least that's the way I see it. People talk about working for the company, working for yourself. No, we work for God. And when you work for God, who cares what you're doing? It's all for Him. So, let's pray. Great God, thank you for this day. Thank you for the food that you have given to all of us. You provide so much, great God, whether it's food, blessings, whether they be monetary, whether it be our health, whether it be the health of us, our family, the people that we work with. Please be with the people that are at this restaurant and serve this food. They're so great and they serve such great food. Be with David as he gives his testimony. Help us to learn and grow from your word as you speak through David today. Help us, great God, we need it. We need you so much, and I ask that you be in all of us and help us through the struggles each and every day. Be with us now and forever. We love you, God, and pray in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Here's Tom. Hey, Tom, good to see you. I talked to Tom yesterday. I missed him earlier in the week, and found out, you don't mind me saying, he's not with Virtual Properties anymore. He's got more important things to tend to now. So, and you know, the idea that there are different stages of our life, and as Richard talked about the struggles, we go through different things at different times. I'm going to share with you in a minute the struggle that one of the spiritual giants in my life is facing right now. But before I do that, I want to make a comment about Richard talking about work. I was at a meeting this past Thursday, and in that meeting I took there, it was a group of commercial real estate people, and in that meeting you go around the room to start with, anybody that's got any cash, you talk about what you got cash to invest in, and it can be personal cash or cash for your clients. I went there with a property that's like $67 million in mind that I was going to talk to somebody about. And the first guy said, I've got a group that's got $50 million. to buy an office building. And this happens to be an office building in 39 acres of commercial property. So, wow, I'm in the right place. I had another property that's about $700,000 that's a townhome. So there's another guy who says, I've got a client that's willing to pay up to $120,000 an acre for townhouse property. Wow, there's both of the properties that I want to talk about. So we got that activity going on now, and I just immediately says, thank you, God, for guiding my steps to be here today. And that's the type of thing, Richard. Man, that's not work. That's fun. When you can get together with folks that are like-minded and enjoy what's happening there because you see God working. And we're going to see that done for the next 50 minutes or so as we hear how God works in our lives. I mentioned the spiritual giant in my life is my father-in-law. I got a call about, well, actually, Deborah got the call, my wife, and came in on Sunday morning at 7:06 and said, Larry, get up. We've got to go take Dad to the hospital. He's having problems breathing. So I get up and take a shower and go over and get him and take him over to St. Joseph. It turns out he's got fluid around his heart, so they gave him whatever they gave him in his veins to get that working and get rid of that. And I saw a difference in him within 15 minutes after he had gone to the bathroom a couple of times. His whole attitude was different. And I told him that. I said, Papa, you feel so much better, I can tell. He said, yeah, I really do. Well, it turns out that they did an echocardiogram on him. They brought the machine in there, and I watched one side of his heart where the valve was barely opening and the other side opening full. And I thought that was a problem because they zoomed in on it. Of course, I'm not going to say anything. But the next morning, when the doctor had read it, they had to put a stent in there. And that procedure is happening today at 4 p.m. Now, night before last, as I was getting some information ready on these properties to send to these other real estate people, the thought occurred to me that it is now my role to go pray for Linwood and offer him an encouraging word. And I thought of Christ when he was nailed to the cross and how the disciples could look at that and say, well, that's not what I thought he was because he's vulnerable. Or they could wonder if they were off base or if they'd been wrong on the whole thing. And you remember the walk to Emmaus where Jesus was walking beside them and they didn't recognize him. But later when he started to serve them, they recognized him. As I was thinking about all this, I suddenly come to a scripture in my mind. And what the scripture was the comfort of God. And I found it, praise to God of all comfort was the thought. And I was familiar with the verse in 2 Corinthians, praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. See, one of the things that was concerning me is they had told him that they didn't want to put him to sleep. My daughters, I got two daughters that are nurses, and we're on this text thing that's a family text. And it was discussed on there, and the nurse daughter said, no, you know, the older people, they don't want to put to sleep because it has some effect on the brain. And Papa had responded, I'd rather them just knock me out. There was an element of fear there of what might take place. So I had a message for him. Because back when I had colon cancer, they discovered a gallstone when they did a CAT scan to see if they got all the cancer. They discovered that gallstone and said, this is not a problem, but we need to take care of it whenever we can. Well, it turns out that I go a year, and I was part of the clinical test. I had a port in my chest, and I would go in every other week for chemo treatment and leave there with a pack on my belt where it pumped smaller portions of the chemical into my system through that port. So I got to a point that I had a little problem. It was a sore place right in my abdomen. I called the doctor, went in, and there was a rupture where they had actually connected the colon. The netting had turned loose, so he needed to repair that. I said, I've got an idea. I'm done with this chemotherapy. What if we take this out at the same time? He said, yeah, we can do that. I said, okay, what if we do the gallstone too? He said, you mean take your gallbladder out, take that port out, and repair the rupture all at the same time? I said, yeah, I'm going to be in here. Why not? He said, okay, if you want to do that. Twilight is what they used. And I watched the doctor on the monitor go in there and slice and dice and suck it out. But I didn't feel anything. So I was able to tell him with that. I said, I came with a message for you. First of all, don't fear twilight. I've been there and done that. And Poppy, you have taught me the power of the testimony. And we've seen it so often. Somebody can tell you how they think it is. But when you got somebody that's really been there and done that, they can tell you how it really is. And I'm here to tell you, there's nothing to fear. I said, also, the scripture, and I opened up this and read in that scripture, and he said, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I said, I think of the many people over the years where you have done what I'm doing, Papa. I'm bringing encouragement to you. I'm telling you all is well and reminding you God's got control over all this. We don't understand it right now as we go through it. But there is a reason for everything that's happening. And I need to just remind you of that because you've taught me. You got me started down that path. And he said, well, you've really helped a lot of folks over the years. And I said, well, think about the people that you and Mama have had. He said, we talk about that a lot. So that picked him up. And then I prayed for him. And I left. Deborah was there with him. As we understand God's direction, I want to encourage you, don't hesitate to move forward on that. Even if you're not quite sure what you'll say or the reaction, take the steps. I want to encourage you that God does indeed give us direction. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, there within you is not only Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit and the connection with God is constantly available. And sometimes we can let worries and struggles, as Richard mentioned, struggles, those things, we can let them crowd out the joy, crowd out the peace and the comfort that's available to us. And we'll encourage you, be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. And if you will act as you feel led, not to be obnoxious to anybody by coming on too strong, but to be able to be a help in their time of need. And it may not be anything, but has anybody told you they love you like Don does? It may not be but a few words that can change the whole countenance and the whole being of another person. Because we know the hope that we have, and we need to be sharing it with them. Praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord.
Thanks, Larry. This is the Norcross Fellowship Luncheon. We've met pretty much every week since 1985. The purpose is to provide a platform for a businessman to share his faith and how that works in the marketplace. We try to remain denominationally inclusive and politically neutral and just keep the focus on Jesus and how he's impacted the life of a businessman. Our main speakers are always businessmen who profess Christ, who are not in full-time ministry and currently employed. And Larry and I felt that that was a specific calling that God had for this luncheon, and we've tried a couple of things. We had the ladies share one time and just felt like that was not what God was calling us to do. And, you know, it's easy to get off track just a little bit to the target you're on, and in 10, 15, 20 years find out you're not even close to the target. And so part of the reason I state what this meeting is and what it's for and what we try to do is for Larry and me to remind us over and over again what the purpose of this luncheon is for. I think pretty much everybody's been here for the first time, so I won't go over that. But the flyers that we put out, and also the website, has information on speakers and other meetings on the back. There's also, if you know people that are in job transitions, there's also some good links there. One of the things that I really believe we don't understand is who God is, who Jesus is, and who we are. That Jesus was, yes, he was a historical figure. 2,000 years ago, he lived. He was born of a virgin, suffered, died, was buried. On the third day, he rose again and for the forgiveness of our sins. But John says, in the beginning was the Word. Jesus was there in the beginning. He created every molecule that exists and keeps, it says, everything is held together by him. I mean, if you start believing the hard-to-believe scriptures about who Jesus is and then about who we are, that 2 Corinthians 5:17 says God made him who had no sin. No, that's if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. And that 2 Corinthians 5:21, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone. Oh, I'm sorry, that's 17. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. And in my reading this morning, it said Jesus purged sin. He didn't kind of, you know, dilute it and kind of make it kind of, you know, not so, but he purged it. Purged it means it's gone. And it's gone for anybody that accepts Jesus as Lord and Savior. And then also it talks about the relationship that we have with God our Father. I was watching Larry Olkeson is a fan of Joel Osteen, which I'm trying to get my son to watch because he's going through some difficult things that are clouds. He's divorces over a year now, and finances and career and all kinds of kids. And I said, you know, in order to combat that, first of all, you got to realize it's a spiritual battle. You know, this is not just circumstances. There's a devil who hates us, who wants to steal, kill, and destroy. And we have to recognize that that's all part of this dynamic. But the other thing is, find people that are Bible-believing people that are so positive, they'll take you from this point here and draw you toward the center. And Joel's one of those guys. I love him. But he had Tyler Perry on there last night. They showed it again. Amazing testimony, amazing preaching. But, you know, I thought, wow, what if we had Tyler Perry share his testimony here? You know, and then I thought, well, Tyler Perry is this celebrity and everything. And then I started to think, you know who I know? I know the creator of the world. Who's Tyler Perry compared to the creator of the world? Anyway. That just helped me. Larry's a good salesman. Ask Larry to call Tyler up. But anyway. So I think we're ready for our speaker. And also we have free CDs. Please help yourself to those and pass them along to your friends.